I'm playing grandma. It would be lovely to do a film version, and there are other songs that we left out to leave out in the musical that would be great in the actual film. You know, you can only do so much on stage with the material you've got and the length of the show. So I think if one did a movie of this show and a musical movie, it would be nice to change some things and maybe put something fresh in. Yeah.
Your reaction to this special night?
Oh God, I'm a mess as usual. It's so brilliant. I mean, to think of all these people who have been involved in the show for 10 years, it's so emotional and so heartwarming. The camaraderie of the show has always been there from the very beginning. So it's, thank God we did it. I just want to clear something up. Lee said that it was my idea to do this.
I knew it was David's.
It was David's idea. David Furnish's idea to do it, because I was crying too much to pay attention. We were all at the after party in Cannes, and David said, "This would make a great musical." And I went, "Yeah, you're right." And there you go. 10 years on, or 10 years of Billy Elliot. It's a wonderful show. It never dates. It never gets tired. It's so inspiring. The performances by the children are amazing, and by the cast. I can't say any more.
How is Billy doing as a 10-year-old Elton?
He's doing very, very well. Maybe my little boy might play him one day. Who knows? Well, Lee said before the show that it's just as relevant now that it was, you know, when it was written, and there are still struggles going on. And we hope that the new government, after it's been elected, will help, you know, be compassionate towards people who don't have much in the world. There's far too much between the haves and have-nots in this world. And it's one thing that worries me and bothers me. And we just hope that the new government can do something about that and not go off on a tangent.
Is it extra poignant for you now, Elton, as a dad?
Oh, my God, of course. But, it, you know, it's just, you know, when Billy jumps into his dad's arms.
It's crippling.
It's just killing. It just kills me every time. And then the letter tonight, which never normally gets me, the letter killed me tonight. And it's so proud to have written something. And the lyrics, of course, are so incredible. And the story is so incredible. That's lasted for so long, and it doesn't seem stale. It doesn't seem stale at all. It seems like it was just opening.
I know, it doesn't. Yeah. It?